Wake up with the news and information you can trust. Starting your day the right way with the Andy Griffin Show. This is News Radio 890, 92.5 KDXU.
It's a Tuesday. In fact, it's the, today's the 12th, second Tuesday of the month. That means McCray Hepler is with me here on the Andy Griffin Show. McCray is via telephone today. Hi, McCray.
Hey, Andy. How we doing?
Thanks for coming in, man. I appreciate it. And again, I appreciate, as always, you keeping an eye on what's up in St. George area and just kind of keeping an eye on things there. You teased us. I don't know if you can say anything yet on this whole thing on River Road at a grocery store coming in. We don't know. Well, you probably know which one, but you can't tell anybody yet, or can you now?
I have what I think it's going to be, but don't have the 100% confirmation from the right source. So
we're talking over by Summit and across from Popeyes, right? Kind of in that area on River Road.
Yeah. River Crossing, right next to Summit Athletic Club. It should be any time now. They're moving along on all those buildings.
Cool.
There's like two or three in the works, and they've got quite a few restaurants and some office space and a bank already confirmed. So I would think that the grocery is right around the corner.
Now, I'm curious, how have you been able to develop all these stories? Is it just you know a lot of people through your job, or how have you been able to develop all these sources where you can find out what's coming in and stuff?
Yeah, it's really just it's relationships for sure. It's just knowing who's on what project and who has the all the info. So it's anywhere from the commercial brokers that work on the projects, or the developers, or the big construction companies, the landowners themselves, sometimes city officials.
Wow,
it's kind of just a mixture of those people.
Do you know? Do you have a count on how many videos you've made now, McCray?
I don't. That's a good question. I'll have to go and I try to get to do them weekly now, and I've been doing that for about 3 years, 4 years. So ever since COVID started. So
over 100 maybe at least, huh?
Oh yeah. At least 100. Yeah. I would say probably approaching 200, maybe a little more.
Wow. That's a lot of videos.
Crazy to think about. Yeah.
Has there been any, like, maybe not necessarily a place coming in, but just a surprise? Has there been anything that you've just been like, wow, I can't believe that in your time in researching these videos that you do?
Say that one more time.
Any big surprises, anything that's just kind of blown you away? Maybe not necessarily someone coming to town, but maybe something not what you expected, or something just completely different that blew you away.
Yeah, I mean, I think that what blew me away, just because I didn't even know it was on the radar, was the Kevin Costner film studio down by the airport.
Okay, yeah.
Territory Studios. That blew me away.
70,000 square feet of studios, as a matter of fact. And
yeah, that's just the warehouse, too. I mean, it's the warehouse, soundstage. There's that campus is going to be really, really cool.
Have you met Costner, by the way? I haven't met him yet. I'm thinking
I haven't either, unfortunately.
We ought to all go over to Cliffside and hang out, me, you, and Costner. We can talk Waterworld, because I'm one of the few people on this planet that actually liked that movie. But apparently most people did not.
That's funny.
And I couldn't sit through Dances with Wolves, though. That was like 4 hours or something. After 2.5, I'm like, yeah, no, I'm out. So I was disappointed he couldn't get us a British accent in Robin Hood either. Yeah, I don't know. An American Robin Hood in Sherwood Forest is what it should have been called. Anyway, we're talking with McCray Hepler here, who is keeping an eye on stuff. Let's go. Well, let's talk Black Desert, first of all. The golf course out there, a resort. I mean, it's going to be so much stuff, and it's on its way. Tell us where we're at.
Yeah, so a lot of developments happening out there right now. If you haven't been out there, it's definitely worth a drive to see the progression of both the resort center, which is the big building, and then there's some villa condos called where the golf course is, called Golf Village, that are both rocking and rolling. They've got in the resort center, there's two restaurants that'll be open before the PGA event this year. One is called the Basalt Steakhouse.
Wow. Okay.
And the other one is called Latitude 37. Latitude 37 is because we're on Latitude 37, which I thought was really cool.
I did not know that. Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't either. So that was cool. I like they're pretty unique with their different with everything they do out there. It's really well thought out. I think it's pretty cool. But anyway, those two will be open in the resort center, and they will be open to the public. You have to. I'm pretty sure both will be reservation only, but those are open to the public once they are open this fall. Along with the resort center is a spa. They've got a big convention space, a ballroom, a lot of meeting space. You know, they're going to be able to host a whole bunch of different conferences, seminars, and whatnot. And then in the resort center as well is the 25,000 square foot pro shop, the golf pro shop. And along with that is a sports bar called the 20th Hole Sports Bar.
20th hole? What happened to the 19th?
Well, the 19th is the 19th hole. And then
they still have it. Okay. Yeah. All right.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's actually Basalt and Latitude will be right out from Basalt. And also, I think, because Basalt is up on the second or third floor. The Latitude 37 on the bottom. Both of them will be able to see the 19th hole in action, which is really cool. And then, so the sports bar will go with the pro shop. So that's the third restaurant that'll be open this fall. Wow. And then the final two are right around the golf course. There's one right by the 36-hole putting course that is called, Lounge 37? No, bar, no, let's see. Shoot, club, not 37, it's Club 73.
I
might be botching that, but Club 73 is actually named after Tom Weisskopf. It was the golf designer, and he passed away a few months prior to the course being done. He was a legendary golfer and golf designer, and this was his 73rd golf course.
Wow.
So he named it Club 73. And then the fifth one is called the Oasis, and that's actually out near the 15th hole. It'll be, I think, primarily used by golfers as they're coming and going through the course. And so those two will be, you know, golf course type food. So those are the five restaurants that'll be open by the fall, along with the spa, which is going to be pretty cool. It's definitely going to they got a lot of work to do, but they're moving like crazy.
Did you say there is or there's going to be a 36 hole putting only course?
Yeah, it's already there. Yeah, wow. So right next to the driving range, before you head out on the course. It's a 2-acre piece of grass, two acres of grass. That's a 36 hole putting course. It's really cool.
That is pretty cool. Yeah.
It's called the Yard is what they're calling it.
All right. I could get into that. That would be fun if I could afford to get there, but yeah, I could get into that. I've never been good at driving driving the ball very far, but I'm pretty good. I'm a pretty good putter. So that would be fun. Very cool. So Black Desert. Now, again, we need to remind folks that PGA tournament is this year. It's not next year or in 30 years or what. No, it's coming.
No, it is October 10th, followed by the LPGA in May. So,
yeah, get ready. Brandon Hansen was talking about that a little bit on his show just prior to this one. They don't really even know how many people are going to be in town for that, but it's going to be big, really big. So
it will be.
Before we move on, I wanted to talk about Santa Clara a little bit, but before we move on to that, let's talk about Marie Osmond a little bit. McCray, tell us your relationship to that whole thing.
Yeah, so I'm on the Utah Tech University Foundation board, and every year we do a fire and ice gala that is part of the university that is just it's a big dinner and live auction entertainment that all the proceeds go to students that are in need at the university. And this year, it's the 20th year that the gala's been going on. And they wanted to make it extra special, so they've actually got a full concert by Marie Osmond that's going to be happening March 22nd at 7:30 in the Burns Arena. And it's going to be her full 90-minute, like, Vegas show.
Oh, wow.
So I've never been, but I've heard it's pretty spectacular, and they're really excited to have her. So,
a couple of things. We McRae was able to furnish a couple of tickets that I'm going to give away to the Marie Osmond Show in a few minutes. Don't call now. In a few minutes, we're going to give those away. And I do have a Marie Osmond story, McRae, for you, just as a sidelight here. In 1985, I was a missionary in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And the place that we went to church was the second floor of an office building. The church was renting this conference room, for lack of a better word. It was a little bigger than that, but basically this conference room for the Metro Ward of the, and they say ward, there was like 30 people, anyway, of the church. And Marie Osmond was in Philadelphia doing concerts that weekend, and she decided that, you know, on Sunday she wanted to go to the Metro Ward in church. So she came to church to the second floor of this office building on 36th Street in Philadelphia. And she had a little entourage with her and everything, but she stopped and shook the hands of all the missionaries and asked where we were from and if she could get a message back to our families, she would love to do that for us. And I remember at the time, now I was a missionary, so might have been skewed a little bit, but at the time when I shook her hand, I thought, this is the most beautiful human being I have ever met in my life. So yeah. And then about 2 years later, I was delivering flowers for a company out of Provo, and I delivered flowers to her. I didn't get to meet her this time, but to her office, from her husband, who was Daniel Craig at the time. But I think that was his name, something Craig. Something anyway. That's the extent of my Marie Osmond right there.
That's awesome.
So I hope, maybe I'll get to meet her this time around too. Maybe I'll hang it. We can go to the Cliffside and have lunch with her again, right?
There we go. Make it happen.
The concert again, March 22nd. Proceeds again go for what?
Students in need at the university.
Very cool. Yeah, and believe it or not, there are a lot of students in need, whether it's maybe where they get their next meal or maybe just being able to afford to buy the books that are required. I've always said the textbook situation in America might be one of the biggest scams in America. You have a lot of professors will say, yeah, you got to have the latest edition of that's $250 textbook. Even though maybe two pages have changed from the previous edition that is now worth $10. So yeah, it's crazy.
I know. It's unfortunate.
So, Marie Osmond in concert, March 22nd. That is, a week from Friday. So it's coming up quickly. And here in a few minutes, as we conclude with McRae, we're going to give away a couple of tickets to go see Marie Osmond.
And there's also, for those listening, if you go to marieosmond.com and you click on the St. George Show, you can put in promo code UTMarie. It's UTMARIE for 40% off tickets.
That's awesome. Yeah, is really cool. So, and by the way, she'll be with guest Daniel Emmett as well as the Utah Tech Orchestra involved in that program as well. That'll be really cool. So,
yep.
All right, let's talk about Santa Clara a little bit as we jump on Sunset Drive and head out west toward Santa Clara. Tell us what's new and what's coming on the way out there, and then when we get to Santa Clara.
Yeah, so right on the border of St. George, you've got the new Summit Athletic Club that opened last year. This is kind of a landmark now for people to kind of get an idea. Right across from there is the new Culver's that should be open in April is what I'm hearing. And then that's just on the other side of Sunset Boulevard. And then going west into Santa Clara, crossing the Santa Clara border, there's a new building that's being constructed. They're just about finished with it. It's going to have an Orange Peel drive-through in there, and then a couple other spaces that they're still working on leases, but they are not, those aren't official yet. And then there's a couple other projects right there as you get into Santa Clara Drive. There's a big dialysis center going in called Fresenius Medical Care, right around the Lammy's Mexican restaurant. Lammy's is right there on the corner of Santa Clara Drive.
Love Lammy's. Good stuff. Yeah. Try the quesabitty over there. Good stuff.
Great stuff, yes. So the medical care is under construction, and then right behind it there's going to be some man caves that they're still waiting on city approval from, but should get started on those soon as well.
Can you tell us about that concept a little bit? What are they aiming for? Are they going to have man caves for us to go to? Are they selling them that you take home? What is that going to be about?
Yeah, so they're actually there. They're warehouse / office / man cave type. There's 12 of them, and they're going to be for sale or for lease. And basically, it's a place where you can go take your toys, your boats, your RV, stuff like that. But then there's also some office / man cave space where you can just either have an office there or, different styles of man caves. So
man cave to me is easy chair, big screen TV, foosball table, that kind of thing.
Absolutely.
All right. Now, as we continue on into Santa Clara, anything else that we need to know about?
Yeah. So then you've got the, Dutchman's is extending their operations. They should be open this summer with their bakery.
Yeah, they're building a cookie factory, right?
Yeah, yep. It'll be its own factory to make all the cookies that are sold at the gas station places around. The Taffy shop actually just opened. It's called Taffyology, and it's where you can go in and create your own taffy, which is pretty cool. You can take groups in there, do birthday parties, different things, and you can go in and stretch and make your own kinds of taffy, which is cool. They opened last year, the taffy shop, but they just recently opened the create your own part of that. And then on the other side of downtown Santa Clara, as you go up onto Highway 91 into Ivins, there's a huge RV resort getting built called Hidden Springs RV. And it's massive, and it's got pickleball courts, it's got swimming pool, it's got all different kinds of amenities. I think it's 137 RV stalls, which there isn't really anything out on that side. It's really cool because it's got direct shot of Snow Canyon, the big Red Mountain, and then Snow Canyon State Park, which is really cool.
Is that going to be close to what is right now the Graveyard Wash area? It's going to become a reservoir, an unnamed reservoir. Are we out that far? Yeah,
here that way. Yep, yeah, it's right there and right next to the Mavara Health Resort out there, and yes, and next to pretty close to the reservoir as well.
Now, we had on this program, we had a little bit of a naming contest going for potential names, because I contend, and, a few people agree with me, although Zach Renstrom remained neutral on this, but my contention was we cannot name it Graveyard Wash Reservoir. It's got to have a better name than that, because that's just terrible. No, you think about animal bones floating around. No, we don't want that. So do you have any thoughts on what we can name that reservoir? Something simple like Santa Clara Reservoir, or what do you think?
Yeah, I guess if it's in, whether it's in Ivins or Santa Clara, I'm actually not really sure.
Technically, it's in unincorporated Washington County is what Zach told me.
Gotcha. Well, that's tough. Yeah, I agree. It's got to be a different name, though. I agree.
Graveyard Watch. I thought maybe, there's some kind of noble Wild West story about that, and Zach said, no, the real story is that if your animal was dying, you would kind of push it down into the graveyard wash to let it expire its final days. And I'm like, that's an awful story. And that definitely cannot be the name of the new reservoir, Graveyard Wash. So I don't know, maybe the Hepler Reservoir, huh?
No, not quite.
Hepler Lake?
Not quite. The Andy Griffin Lake.
I talked to Rick Rosenberg, the Santa Clara mayor, about it, and I said, how about Rosenberg Reservoir? It has a nice ring to it. And he said,
there we go.
He said, absolutely not. He said, I do not want my name on a body of water under no circumstances. I don't know what that means, but he doesn't want that. So, and we went over, Hafen Reservoir maybe, or Hamlin Reservoir, or something like that. I don't know. We'll figure it out. Anything else in Santa Clara before we let you go, McCray?
Different other parts, but not right along that stretch from that video we were talking about. That finishes it up. So,
best way to watch your videos. And by the way, I watch them all. I think it's incredible the service you do for our community and give us an idea of what's happening. And again, in this community, you are never at a loss for things to talk about. There's always something happening.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
McCray Hepler here on KDXU. McCray, I'm going to give away these tickets to Maria Osmond. I'll let you go get back. I know you've got some things you've got going today. Thank you so much for spending some time with us.
Thank you, Andy. Appreciate it.
All right. See you later. McCray Hepler. Again, go to McCray Hepler. Just search his name on Facebook. That's how I find all his videos. But you can also go to Eagle Gate Title, or you can just go to YouTube and search McCray Hepler and find these videos. They're very cool. Kind of give you an idea of what's happening. All right, Stockton, are you ready to field some phone calls? All right. We are going to right now give away two tickets to see Maria Osmond and Daniel Emmett a week from tomorrow at Utah Tech. Not a week from tomorrow. A week from Friday at Utah Tech University. That's March 22nd. Give us a call. We'll take caller number 4 to go see Maria Osmond. Two tickets to go see Maria Osmond in concert a week from Friday. The phone number is 673-5890. That's 435-673-5890. We'll be right back.
All the latest news, weather, traffic, and sports, just like you like them. You're waking up with the Andy Griffin Show on News Radio 890, 92.5 KDXU, Southern Utah's news talk leader.
Welcome back, and thank you again, McCray, for spending a few minutes with us. We do have a winner. When Stockton's actually fielding phone calls right now, when he gets off the phone, we'll talk to him about the winner of the tickets to go see Maria Osmond next week over at Utah Tech University. Again, thanks so much for being here. I did want it. Well, we'll talk about that in a minute. There's a concert this weekend. Stockton, are you there, my friend? You got a winner for us. Don't give her last name, but who won?
Her name is Becky.
All right, Becky. Way to go, Becky. Congratulations.
Yeah, she sounded very excited. She was very sweet about it. She said she listens to us every morning, and she loves how we brighten their day.
Thank you, Becky. That's very sweet. Yeah, she's very sweet. That's nice. And she gets to go see Maria Osmond in
very
concert.
Lucky. Very, very lucky.
Friday. Yeah. Very cool. That's also, I think, I think a lot of guys were like, let's let the women win this one because that's the second day of the NCAA tournament and guys are going to be like,
guys aren't interested.
I like Marie, but I love basketball. Yeah. So, one thing though, guys, if your wife wins, you're going.
Yeah.
So, or if your wife wants to go, you're going anyway. So, but all right, that's cool. And thank you, Becky. Thanks for playing. Thank you, Stockton, for sorting out those phone calls.
Of course.
Appreciate that. Lots to talk about still today in the news. We're still talking about this daylight saving things, which is understandable because a lot of us are still kind of walking around like zombies, like, I'm going to sleep. But some of the numbers that came across were 24% spike in heart attacks yesterday, I guess, was Heart Attack Monday. That's what they call it in the new Heart Attack Monday, as there was a 24% spike in heart attacks the day after the Monday after daylight savings. And while experts are like, we don't know why, but we believe sleep might have something to do with it. I'm like, well, duh. And again, you go back to the whole, why do we even have daylight savings? And I understand there's some of you like, yeah, I like it that it's lighter later. I'm a morning guy, morning person, obviously morning guy. So it kind of makes me a little bit sad because it takes so long for it to get light in the morning. It's almost 8 o'clock before it's really light in the mornings. And when I come in here at 5 and I'm like, we still got 3 hours of darkness still. But also there's a new ruling out there. Airbnb, after much pressure, has decided they are going to outlaw cameras in their in Airbnb rentals. Now, the previous policy they had was you could have cameras in your rentals, but it had to be only in public places, like in the living room or in the common areas or the hallways or whatever. You couldn't have them in the bedrooms, and you couldn't have them in the bathrooms, places like that. And so Airbnb decided, we're just going to ban them altogether. No cameras inside any houses in any of their properties. I don't know how they're going to enforce that. It seems like to me that's nearly impossible to enforce. I guess they could say, well, if you have a camera and we catch you, we're going to kick you out of the Airbnb program. I guess that's one way they could do it, but I just don't see that going going over really well. 9:36 on KDXU. I did not watch the State of the Union address with President Biden. Instead, choosing to spend my time doing something productive. And I did read a lot of the reports afterwards, and maybe that's counterproductive too. But one of the topics that was really, somebody yelled in the crowd about Laken Riley, not Lincoln Riley, Laken Riley, who is a young woman who was killed by an illegal immigrant in Georgia on the campus of Augusta, or actually on the campus of University of Georgia, but she was actually a student at a neighboring college. This young lady, Laken Hope Riley, 22 years of age, went for a run on a college campus, feeling like maybe she would, be safe. She's a junior on the dean's list at Augusta University. Felt like she was going to be fine. She was going to graduate next year with a bachelor's in nursing. According to her obituary, she was had an infectious smile, loved to spread joy, was a devoted member of her church, and loved to serve the Lord. The day after her death, 26-year-old Jose Antonio Ibarra was arrested on suspicion of her kidnapping and murder. Ibarra had been arrested twice already in the United States since his illegal immigration into our country from Venezuela. He was let go both times because they, quote, didn't have room, and he didn't commit a bad enough crime. One of the crimes was against a child, abuse of a child, but it wasn't, I don't know, he had a relationship with a 14-year-old girl, so I don't know what the deal was, but they didn't deem it to be him to be a threat to public safety and let him go. So Ibarra, 26-year-old, was the murderer. He was let go, and he snuffed out this beautiful young lady's life. President Biden called him an illegal immigrant. Later on, the next day, recanting his calling him that, saying, no, he's an undocumented worker, not an illegal immigrant. He also, during the talk, called her Lincoln Riley instead of Laken Riley. And basically equated the two young people together, that Ibarra was just a regular guy who made a mistake, and Riley was just a regular girl who unfortunately was a victim. And it's actually really been troubling to what's the fallout here. We're talking about an American citizen, a beautiful young lady, religious young lady, college student who was doing everything she could to pursue the American dream of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, and had it snuffed out by a man who came to our country illegally, who was a criminal, who got caught two different times just in the last year in our country, and then eventually took the next step and became a killer. Although, I say take the next step. Maybe he was already a killer in Venezuela. Maybe he was already that type of person. He just never got caught for it. But those are the kind of people that are coming across our border. The New York Times, and I'm looking at this article by Jack Clancy, by the way, on intellectualtakeout.org. He says the New York Post even insinuated that Riley bore some responsibility for her own murder by fighting back against her attacker. Surely Laken Riley is worthy of better reporting than what the legacy press, New York Post in particular, is offered up. More to the point, surely her life is too high a price to pay for an open border. Get so tired of the liberal left saying, you know what, we've got to be kind to everyone. Everyone deserves to come into our country. Why do we even have borders if we're not going to enforce them? Why do we have the CIA and the FBI and all these organizations, going through and putting together terrorist watch lists and most wanted lists and everything, if those people that are on those lists can walk into our country without even a word being said, and no one bats an eye. And guys like this Ibarra screwball, this violent illegal immigrant, can walk in, commit crimes, get let go, And you know, one of their contentions is, well, you can't deport them, you can't arrest them simply because they're illegal. That's one of their contentions, and that was a law that was put forth. Texas is trying it, Florida is trying it, saying, look, you know, if you're illegal, then that breaks the law, and you can be arrested and sent back by simply being an illegal immigrant. Well, the liberals are saying, no, you can't. That's profiling. You can't do that. Just because they're undocumented does not mean that they should be arrested and sent back. And a surprising amount of people on the left, but even some on the right, are saying, yeah, you're probably right. If they're good people and they're in our country, we should just go ahead and let it slide. It's no big deal. And I'm astounded. Illegal is illegal. It's not undocumented. It's illegal. It's wrong for them to be here. And even if 99% of the illegals coming into our country are good people, people trying to get ahead, people, you know, maybe who will be undocumented workers who are just trying to make it because things are bad where they're from, like Venezuela. Even if 99% of them are good, there's still that 1%. There's still that, and we're not trying to sort those out. And then you go, okay, you got all these coming from Venezuela, South America. Oh, what about the ones from China? What about the drugs that are seeping through our border? What about the ones from, you know, from the Middle East, and Africa, places that they know they can't get into our country legally, and so they go to Mexico and they walk across the border. We're just letting it slide. It's crazy to me. All right, I am on duty here, on the hook to talk about this, and I think it's pretty cool. So Casablanca Resort in Mesquite, Nevada, is presenting every Saturday in March tribute bands, basically throwback to whatever your favorite era might be. This week, March 16th, it'll be a tribute night to the 80s, featuring songs from U2 and The Police. A true 80s experience you won't want to miss. Don't miss out on this experience at Casablanca Showroom in Mesquite. The tickets start at $40. We're going to be giving away some tickets here in the next few days. If you're looking for a fun date night, head to Casablanca Resort in Mesquite, Nevada for some great live music. For tickets and more information, go to CasablancaResort.com. This Saturday, again, it is a tribute to the 80s. That's high school time for me. Tribute to the 80s featuring music from U2 and The Police. Live music at the Casablanca Showroom in Mesquite.
Wake up with the news and information you can trust. This is the Andy Griffin Show on News Radio 890, 92.5 KDXU, Southern Utah's News Talk Leader.
Welcome back, 947 on KDXU. A couple of things. So there are rumors abound, and right now they're just rumors. But still, Roy texted me, said he's hearing Digby's Market maybe over there on River Road by Summit, South River Road, over by Popeyes. Digby's, I think they're doing pretty well out there in Santa Clara off of Snow Canyon Parkway. The other one is Winco. I talked about it on the show. It is not official, but the word is Winco will be coming into Washington City. And you say, where? Okay, so picture with me. Okay, you know how Main Street has been closed and doing construction. They're bringing in Exit 11 and all that stuff, and Main Street Exit Washington. If you go just kind of north of that, northwest, I guess, of that. There's a patch of land there. This is not official, but the rumor is Winco is in the process of purchasing that land, and there will be a Winco. Now, if you don't know much about Winco, Winco's an interesting store. It's warehouse-ish. It's a large grocery store. They have a big section, at least the ones I've been to, big section of and I'm not going to say like half the store. I would say maybe 10% of the store is a big section of bulk foods where you can get whatever. It's candy, it's oats, and different types of baking goods, nuts, whatever. It's bulk foods where you basically you put the scoop in, you get however much you want, you put it in a bag, then you put the label on it, or you put the little tag on it, and then you write the number of the bin that you got the stuff out of. It's kind of a cool deal. The one hard time I've had with Winco has been they do not take credit cards. They found that that's a way to help them keep prices low by not accepting credit cards. The good news there is the prices are lower. The bad news is if you don't have a debit card or a checkbook or cash, you're out of luck. And so oft times when we've gone up to the Winco up in Orem, I've had to take my son with me. He would buy it, and then I would Venmo him some money to cover whatever it is we spent, because I don't have a debit card. I don't do that. And last time we went there, we actually remembered our checkbook, and we were able to write a check. But so Winco, we think, is coming to Washington State. No. I mean, if you think about it, honestly, if they haven't even purchased the land yet, or at least they're in the process of purchasing it, and then they've got to build, and then they've got to hire and train and stock and all that, I mean, we're talking a couple of years out. But that seems to be where we're headed. And the grocery store, again, on River Road, it looks like it's going to be a Digby's. That's the rumor. No confirmation on that yet. I did an article on 890kdxu.com talking about Sam's Club coming to southern Utah. That is strictly 100% speculation. They have not purchased land. They have announced they are opening somewhere in the neighborhood of 50 new stores nationwide. So you would think, perhaps, that Sam's Club would be coming here, but there's no guarantee on that one. Well, that was, again, a pure speculation on my part. I think we'd be, I mean, if you look at Costco and how busy Costco is at 24/7, well, not 24/7, when they're open, you would say, yeah, we kind of do need, we do need a Sam's Club or a second Costco or something like that. How many Walmarts do we have now? 1, 2, 3, there's like at least 4 in the area, 4 or 5. Yeah. That's kind of what we know is coming, and this area continues to grow like crazy. I talked with Emily yesterday about the fact that in the next 6 years we are going to need somewhere in the neighborhood of 30,000 more households, more homes, and right now only about 22,000 are going to be built. So we're going to continue to have quite a housing shortage here in southern Utah. And again, I mean, there's a lot of factors, but usually supply and demand, right? If there's a high demand and a low supply, and these prices are going to go up, it's going to be perhaps harder and harder to get a home. Although I will say this, interest rates have a lot to do with that. If interest rates stay high, prices will stay a little bit lower. If interest rates go low, prices may go up. Man, trying to time real estate, it's not something you want to do. You need to just kind of dive in. A lot of folks, and of course these are realtors talking, a lot of them, but a lot of them are saying, yeah, you ought to just go ahead and buy now when the prices are relatively low, and then you can refinance if the interest rates do change in the next year or two. And a lot of banks I know and lenders will offer a free refi if that does happen. You just have to talk with them in advance before you make that commitment. All right, let's talk about speeding a little bit. I'm going to bring Stockton in. Stockton, have you ever gotten a speeding ticket? Is that something that's ever happened to you over your young life? You've been driving for over 10 years. Have you gotten a speeding ticket?
You know, I actually have never gotten a speeding ticket.
Nah, really?
Well, I've gotten tickets, don't get me wrong, but I've never gotten a ticket for speeding. I've gotten tickets for, like, being a little too generous with the red light. I don't know.
I remember...
registration, I've been pulled over, like, 3 times for registration.
First ticket I ever got in my life. I was 16 years old, and I was a little perturbed about this. So a guy pulled in front of me, right? And I'm probably going 45 or 50 miles an hour. It was in Salt Lake. It was on, Redwood Road or just off of Redwood on 70th South. Anyway, guy pulled in front of me. My choices were A, hit him, or B, swerve across a yellow line. There was nobody coming the other way, so I wouldn't be swerving in front of anybody, but I would be going out of my lane of travel.
So pick your poison, essentially.
So, yeah, pick your poison. So I was like, okay, I don't really want to hit him. I mean, right. We don't want to. So I swerved into the other lane across the yellow line. And just as I did that, a policeman turned the corner, saw me in the wrong lane, and pulled me over for improper lane travel, is what he called it.
Ah, yes.
And I tried to explain to him, I'm like, officer, if I had stayed in my lane, I would have hit that guy because he pulled in front of me. He goes, oh, I didn't see that. And I said, so you're not going to give me a ticket? He goes, no, you're still going to get a ticket.
Yeah.
Like, oh, man. I said, do I have any recourse? He said, well, you could talk to the judge about it and go to court and talk to the judge about it. And, of course, at 16 years old, I was scared to death of police officers and judges and all that stuff. And so there's a great article on FEE.org about, let me read you the title. Do traffic tickets make us drive more safely? Now he talks about it. The obvious intended. We all love money, right? I mean, it's pretty important to us, right? If there was a magic button we could push that would not harm anyone else but automatically give us more money, we would do it. I don't know anybody that would say no. I don't want that.
Yeah.
So attached with every ticket is a fine, usually a pretty big one. Back when I was your age or younger, you know, if you got a speeding ticket less than 10 over, it was $50. Now I think it's $150.
Yes, and if you do reckless driving or anything like that, well, what they determine to be reckless driving, they as in the police, it's somewhere between like $500 to $1,000. Yeah, and there's
a lot of money.
And there's a bill that's currently in the works that could raise it to like $1,500.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. So getting a ticket is not something that's cheap.
No.
And so the idea is to make you hurt at the pocketbook, therefore to altering your behavior. That's the whole point of the ticket system.
Yeah.
But in this article, it's kind of fascinating. He says, on the surface, that works perfectly. But he said, think about some of the things to think about when it comes to this. He said, suppose you go a certain way to work every day. And you notice in traveling that route quite often that there is a policeman that at a certain point is always clocking. And he says, my example is valid because this happens to me. He says, on my way to work, there's a cemetery and a billboard, and there's always, he said, not always, but he says 90% of the time there's a policeman parked behind the sign that is clocking people.
Typical.
Yeah. And he said, the unintended consequences of having him a clock, he says, a lot of people will speed a lot until they get close to that guy. They'll slow way down for him, and they'll speed to make up the time that they had to slow down.
They're strategizing is what
exactly.
They're doing.
He said, I have another guy who drives that way, but he goes around it. He takes like a 4-block detour to go around where the guy's clocking. And he said, I said, well, doesn't that cost you time? He says, oh, I make up for it by really zipping through those neighborhoods. And so another unintended consequence. Another one, you were talking about red lights.
Yeah.
And we are down to the last 3 or 4 minutes, but with red lights, if you get a ticket running a red light, it's going to make you more tentative to go on a yellow, right? I mean, you get a yellow light, you're like, am I going to make it? And I talked to my kids about this, Stockton. I had one kid that would stop on a yellow light every time. And I'm like, what are you doing? They're like, oh, it's about to turn red. I got to stop. I said, you know what you're doing? You're creating more of a hazard by stopping at this yellow. By slamming your brakes when you see a yellow light, someone's going to hit you from behind because they're thinking they're going to make that light. And another unintended consequence.
So at that point, it's not even like what is legal. It's like, what does everyone think and what is everyone going to do when they see something like a yellow light?
Yeah.
Like when I was in high school, and I still do this by habit every time, whenever I run a yellow light, I kiss my hand and I put it on the ceiling.
Really?
Yeah, it's a thing that everyone in my school did it. And the joke was that if you're in a car with all your friends and you run a yellow light, everyone does it, and whoever's the last one, it comes from pretty dumb origins. We would basically be like, you owe someone a soda, but the actual origin is like you have to take off a piece of clothing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it's weird. But
strip driving, huh?
Yeah, so we did the fun Mormon safe version of it.
Yeah, the soda. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Interesting. I just think that, again, with every law and rule, there is an unintended consequence. Kind of like when you weigh what drugs you need to take to help your daily life. For me, for instance, I have restless legs. I take restless leg medicine. something called Rapinarol, and it has side effects. Gives me stiff muscles. But I've decided long ago, and I talked with Dr. Blodgett about this, I would rather have stiff muscles during the day and be able to sleep at night. Because if I'm not asleep, I don't know if you know what it's like, if you've ever had insomnia. When you can't sleep, life is miserable.
Oh, I mean, man, it's brutal. The closest thing I've had is just sleepless nights from anxiety medication, and that's about it.
Yeah, when you can't sleep, and sadly, I had a brother-in-law who ended up committing suicide because of a lack of sleep. He was taking some medication, then he couldn't sleep, and even when he went off the medication, which was helping him to avoid anxiety and depression, when he went off of that, he still couldn't sleep, and he was also anxious and depressed, and everything combined to make him a pretty miserable guy. So. Yeah, unintended consequences sometimes are a big part of life. Stockton, thanks for participating in it. Congratulations to Becky, our winner today of the tickets to go see Marie Osmond. I'm Andy. Let's see, tomorrow on the program. Well, see, my thing went dead on me. I know we have a great guest tomorrow. I just can't think of who it is right now. Well, tune in and find out tomorrow. Thanks for listening.